Okay, so I was doing some remodeling, and I was thinking, you know, if anybody wants to become a sage or a seer or a holy man or a holy woman or a set-apart saint, elect saint, who's spirit-walking and really can hear from God, you're going to have to learn how to love your enemy. If you can learn to love your enemy, that might be the hardest thing in this path that we choose. I'm not talking about love your enemy with no boundaries. I'm talking about love your enemy even when they're attacking you, but setting up boundaries. You can't love your enemy like you would love your friend. There's different kinds of love: agape love, storge love, phileo love, and eros love. You know, you got friendship, family, marriage, human, God's love for human. So if you can learn to love your enemy, if they're thirsty or need some bread, give them some bread and water. The Bible says you heap coals of fire on their head. When you give to your enemy that's hungry, you've arrived, in my opinion. I could be wrong. But if you can love your enemy, I think you've arrived. That is the path. Because think about it. If you can love your enemy, you can love your neighbor as yourself, you know. You know what I'm saying? Just throwing it out there. And if anybody needs a job, I think Home Depot's hiring. Lowe's or Home Depot. You can always get a job. I'm going over here now to check some wood. But if you haven't went outside and wrecked a yard and broke a sweat in a while, you need to do that. You need to go outside and break a sweat. It cleanses your body. And get off the computer. Make sure you listen to my channel every day, but get off the computer after that. Listen to, get about 10 10, you know, there's always new people coming on the scene that you can learn from, but get about 10 channels, rotate them every other day or something like that. But get off, see, they're trying to put you in a box, in a cube, a smaller, this is what the metaverse is. They're trying to put you, they're trying to steal your health, steal your inheritance, steal your gifts, steal everything. That's why when you go to church and you start to teach and you know more than the pastor, they gotta get rid of you because you make them look bad, you know. They gotta get rid of you. When you start to set the captives free from the cube system, the 666 cube system that's based on the flesh side of Adam, you know, the flesh mind, when you start to break people out, they got to shut you up, shut you down, because they're making money off of you. By keeping you on the internet and making you sick and giving you a bunch of sugar and they're making money every which way but loose through the doctors and everything. Going to the doctors, spending money on food that's bad for you. Why do anything that's not healthy? I'm preaching to the choir. I'm preaching to myself. Why would we do anything healthy? It must have been something in our childhood that we had a mind cramp or something where anything that you do that's unhealthy, why are you doing it? Do you hate yourself? You know what I'm saying? If you're doing something unhealthy, why? You must hate yourself in some area in life, or you must be, somebody must have brainwashed you to hate yourself. Don't do anything unhealthy. Every choice you make should be healthy. Every conversation, every friendship, every relationship, if it becomes unhealthy, cut it off. Set some boundaries. Because why would you want to commune with unhealthiness? Because words are power. Words are actually the hologram. Every word that you speak is power. It's powerful. And so every word that somebody's speaking into your ear gate is powerful. Power. Because words are spirit. Words are from on high. The way I was able to decode this reality is through the words. And the way that, by the grace of God, he showed me, the way that I figured it out is because I was sitting there one day, and he had to show it to me. I was sitting there one day, I was thinking, wait a minute. John the Revelator went up to the third heaven, and they were talking to him. And I was thinking, the same languages, they were using the same language in heaven. God controls the languages on earth. So there's truth, the same truth in heaven as on earth. I don't know how that just was revealed to me, but it was a powerful moment, awakening. So I thought, well, if I can just study the words, I can see into heaven. I can see what's happening in the heavenlies. And sure enough, as you break the words into parts, like the word confidence, any words, you can do this with any word, confidence, C-O-N-F-I-D-E-N-C-E. C-E. So, C-O-N, it means together. F-I is faith. D-E is the Holy Spirit. N is in. C-E is the spirit walk. And the letter C is agape. And the letter E is spirit. Faith. So if you want to be confident, and the word confident, D-E-N-T, is a derivative, it's a cognate of confidence, same concept. Confident, so you want to be confident. Dent goes back to dental. And what is dental? Dental is chewing the cud, chewing the food, breaking it into parts. So when you walk by faith together, you rightly divide the word of truth, you see the whole pie, you see the truth, and you know God is in control, God controls it all, and you can be confident when you walk by faith that he's in control. I mean, it's really easy. Once you break the words into parts and you start doing, take 100 words and do that, you start to see a pattern. And you become a winner. And the system can't fool you anymore. And if it does fool you, it's your own fault. You know, you can't blame the system, because God gave you the whole truth. He's given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. If the system has fooled you, it's because we didn't believe the word, we believed our own understanding.